lupahe prinsan. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our prayer section. Sing Him 364. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ. We almost conclude the first day of our young adult spiritual convocation. If God appeared to us today and say, you can ask for one thing, I will give it to you. What will you ask? Heaven. Not so fast. You did not do anything yet, right? One thing you can ask, what? Bread.
Be righteous.
Righteous, okay. Now, let me get more different answer. Right? John? How many John here? Oh, okay. Knowledge of God. How about sister? One thing. Wisdom. Oh, okay. And that's what I try to say. but wisdom, but not the wisdom of Solomon. The wisdom of God. Let's see one verse, Psalm chapter 90. Psalm chapter 90. Verse 1. Psalm chapter 90, verse 1. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Here talk about Moses' prayer and specify he was the man of God, which means his relation with God was very, very good, very intimate. He was considered a friend of God, and he has talked with God face by face. And he had witnessed the glory of God on the mountain. Not only so, he grew up in a palace and lived in palace for 40 years. He received all different kind of education. He has so many experience in palace, experience in taking care of the sheep for 40 years, experience of guiding the Israel for another 40 years. And this person, he has seven wishes and prayer. And what was the first wishes and prayer among the seven? Then we can look into verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The first thing he was asking God that he can gain the heart of wisdom. He can receive wisdom. So wisdom is so important. And then when we talk about wisdom, there are two kinds of wisdom. According to the book of James, one kind of wisdom is the wisdom of the world. You know how to study, you know how to work, and you know how to make yourself become successful in the world. And what Moses is talking about here, wisdom is a wisdom of spiritual wisdom, the wisdom of knowing God, knowing God's will, knowing God's words. Because wisdom related to judgment and discernment. So a lot of times we need to make a right judgment. At that time, The worldly wisdom tells us to make a left turn. The spiritual wisdom tells us to make a right turn. If we lack a spiritual wisdom, a small decision will have lifelong consequence. For example, after you graduate, or right now you are already in your work, some of the work give you a very high pay and give you a great potential to be promoted and has a great fulfillment, self-fulfillment. I think everybody consider this is a dream job, right? So the worldly wisdom will tell you, thank God, this is a good one God gave to me, right? But if we have a spiritual wisdom, we look at matter from above. We look at matter from the spiritual perspective, and that is the most precious one. We look the matter from God's view. Then we will consider, after I take the job for 10 years, after down the way, if my spirituality all decline to the point my faith is going to bankrupt, then it's not worth it. First one. If the job, no matter what you receive, will cost our spirituality, it's not worth it. The second, if the job eventually will let you lose your health, it's not worth it. Without health, your life is almost useless, right? The third one, if a job makes you have no family life, then for what? You are living in the world. Oh. Also, the spiritual wisdom give us make a different decision from a lot of people who are very wise in the worldly perspective. And this spiritual wisdom coming from God himself, coming from the teaching of the Bible, coming from the Holy Spirit. So most of our social youth, working youth, and some of us are still encouraged. So let us pray constantly that God give us wisdom so we can fully understand God's will in everything, so that we can fully please him in whatever we do. And if we follow God's will, everything we please God and do a right thing in the eyes of God, the Bible almost ensures us that righteousness, peace, and joy will be following us in our whole life. But if we follow the worldly wisdom, a lot of time, after we live a period of time, we have no righteousness, no peace, and no joy. So let us pray God give us spiritual wisdom. Let's come forward. We have 15 minutes prayer to conclude today's service.